vitu hina pa Amerika au pa iya.
After decades of war, Nehrun Philip Ajo Kuku's home state of South Kordofan in Sudan remains in limbo.
Administratively, South Kordofan is part of the north, but then the people of the Nuba Mountains actually fought in unison with Southern Sudan, so politically is part of the south.
The 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement between the SPLM and the government of Sudan allows South Kordofan to chart its own path. But unlike Southern Sudan, which will hold a referendum on independence in January, South Kordofan will conduct a popular consultation to decide its status.
It's different from a referendum, where a referendum is a popular vote, but popular consultation will be done through the elected members of the State Legislative Assembly.
Citizens in South Kordofan will vote in November to elect legislators who will take part in the popular consultation. Decades of war have left a gap in understanding in the political process in Sudan, and Ajo Kuku admits assuming a leadership role is a challenge.
Issues like conflict resolution, issues of leadership, issues of citizens' participation, project management, all these issues are related to good governance.
In this part of the country, it's been on the front line of the 50-year civil war in Sudan.
Brian Hansen is the associate director of the Roberta Buffett Center at Northwestern University in suburban Chicago.
Talk about implementation.
Ajo Kuku is one of five fellows from South Kordofan under Hansen's direction.
Applying some of the things that you've learned here.
Taking part in a six-week program sponsored by Northwestern, designed to better prepare them for leadership roles.
The idea was to bring together important political leaders who will take an active role in this negotiation process to look for peaceful ways to resolve the long-standing conflicts in the region.
Mary James Kuku Angelo is an outgoing member of parliament in the South Kordofan State Assembly. She is taking part in the fellowship to help widen her skills as an advocate for women's rights.
I have a challenge of as a woman, because as we know, for us as from Nuba Mountain, we are not learned, and we have a very big gap. We want to narrow that gap.
Ajo Kuku is co-chair of assessment and evaluation for the CPA in South Kordofan and will take part in the popular consultation, where, he says, he will directly apply the lessons learned at Northwestern.
Conflict resolution, negotiation, and mediation, all these are the issues that we learned, and as soon as we go back, we'll apply them in our context.
When the fellows return to Sudan, there is an abundance of work that requires their attention. One major issue is conducting a new census in South Kordofan that will help political leaders better understand the actual population and makeup of the state. That census could ultimately influence the outcome of the popular consultation and South Kordofan's future. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Evanston, Illinois.